From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
Why not?
All right. Welcome, everybody, to Beers with the Brewers. This is the Thursday, April 30 episode. And today on the podcast, we've got me, Mark, Tony Cipriani, Justin, the Crusher Reich.
Hey, everyone.
And Adam Benner.
Hello.
How you doing?
Well, I was great. Down at the brewery. I was going to record this episode, as I do sometimes, above the Kickstarter room, but we lost power today. In the middle of a canning run, we were canning a new beer that we'll probably talk about next week at Athleisure. I think we were two-thirds of the way done, so some of it still will make it to the distributor today.
It's a bit windy out there today, that's for sure. If power was going to go out, I could see why. Very windy.
Yeah, wasn't the lightning or anything. Definitely was the wind.
It's the wind. So, this week we're going to be talking about Mr. Balloon Hand's Tart Ale with Strawberry and Lavender. This was kind of a hit from our anniversary party and some variants we had on Mr. Balloon Hand's Berliner Weiss. And we're putting it in cans now for release. Should be out there right now at your local grocers and, of course, through the Land Grant Tap Room for pickup or delivery. Tart, refreshing, strawberry, and lavender. Suggested pairings. Justin, Adam, I think you got a taco suggestion there, don't you? Well,
I was actually going to push this on Adam because this is his pairing that he is currently enjoying a strawberry lavender Balloon Hands with. Adam, do you want to go into detail about your taco?
So, yeah, it wasn't necessarily a taco, more of a burrito, but I had made spaghetti and meatballs yesterday, and we had some sandwich buns from some burgers earlier in the week. I was going to make a nice meatball sandwich, and we didn't have any of those left, apparently, so I grabbed, we did have tortilla wraps, so I made myself a... I guess not a meatball sandwich, a meatball burrito, which was good. I did hold off. I actually drank it with the Athleisure. I think the lightness of the Athleisure paired much better than this tartness would have really clashed with the tomato sauce.
Okay.
It would not have been a good combination.
Could you make that into a chili as well?
I mean, it's essentially...
if you didn't have tortillas, I'd... think that would be a good backup plan.
I mean, I honestly think that's how Cincinnati chili came about. They were like, oh yeah, you got a sauce with some meat in it and put some cheese on this pasta, and the guy, instead of having like a bunch of tomatoes and basil, he ended up throwing chocolate and cinnamon, and then instead of using like mozzarella or parmesan or something like that, he used cheddar. So that's, I mean, if you think about it, Cincinnati chili is just spaghetti, just with the wrong ingredients.
It's quarantine food. That's what it is. After six straight weeks,
in the fridge.
You just grab whatever the hell you see and you just throw it into something. That's, yeah, it's, we're running out of meal ideas over here at Land Grant North as well. It's getting rough.
It's ugly out there.
It's ugly out there.
Famously,
well, I think
on this podcast.
It's ugly out there.
Thanks, Walt. At least he's here in spirit.
There you go. Well, I do think we have a little bit of silver lining. Next Thursday, Ray Ray's will be back at Land Grant.
Whoa, that's awesome.
And I do think that, this Mr. Balloon Hands would pair very well with their jerk chicken or their hot link. I think a little spicy and sweet. I think those would go pretty well together, or any of their barbecue options I think would go well, but I'm super excited that they're coming back.
Being down there doing deliveries or stopping by the brewery almost every day, even not on days that they're usually open, somebody is looking to see if the truck is open out there in a parking lot. It'd be nice to have Ray Ray's back.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a real exciting thing. April 30th, on the release of this podcast, the Weird Crumbs release, which I am looking forward to getting some of this for myself. This is a collaborative effort that we did with Pretentious, where we took some beard crumbs and handed it over to them to sour in barrels. And Justin, I think you would be perfect to tell us all about this.
So just like Mark said, we ended up taking some unfermented beard crumbs. Pretentious showed up at the brewery with a big old tote that we filled up. They transferred it back to their barrel room, where they filled up a whole bunch of oak barrels and soured it up by throwing some their like house culture in there. And then afterward, we divvied it up into three different variants, where we added boysenberry in one of them. We did blackberry and black currant in another one. And then the third variant is more of a kind of straight cookie variant on it. We're calling it snickerdoodle, but it is vanilla and cinnamon.
Whoa.
They're all super tasty. Grab one of each.
Yeah, really excited. Justin, I'm sure you've tried all three, right?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, I think I've only tried the boysenberry, and I found it to be very likable. Just like Pokemon, you know, we got to collect them all, right, Justin?
Exactly, just like Pokemon.
Yeah.
This is this first time a Landgrant beer has been in bottles, so that's exciting.
Yeah, true story. What's your favorite of the three, Justin?
I like the snickerdoodle a lot, but I'm a sucker for vanilla and cinnamon. So,
yeah, that sounds good.
Nice. All right. Well, I think that's going up. If you're up bright and early like me, you're going to have to wait until 9 a.m. to make that purchase. But I think we're supposed to have it up available for ordering for carry out or delivery 9 a.m. today.
Yeah, you're definitely gonna want to get that order in, because even faster than fruit slices, that's gonna be gone real quick. We had a
real
limit
quick
on anyone at the brewery buying it, because I think, unfortunately, or fortunately, however you look at it, I think most of our staff would have bought all of it. But we want to make sure everyone can enjoy this this first time we're doing a beer of this style.
Yep. So yeah. So 9 a.m. you can start ordering it. Carryout starts at noon, so that's, as Adam was saying, get your order in ahead of time before you come down at noon, because who knows. And then we do have a bottle limit. You can get four bottles of each variant, so that would be technically a full case that you could purchase. So, and Pretentious is also has some of these bottles as well, so they will be launching the same time we are.
So get one variant at Land Grant, two at Pretentious, or two at Land Grant, one at Pretentious, to support both breweries.
Yeah, that makes sense. Go. I think since I'm going to be cut off after my three bottles at Land Grant, I'll probably cruise right over to Pretentious immediately following.
That's a smart tactic.
See that? I'm already working
the system.
You know it.
Adam, do we get our employee discount if we buy them at Pretentious?
You'd have to negotiate that with the
I'll talk with Josh.
With the folks at Pretentious.
Yeah, that's
they
right.
They might be a little nicer.
Saying
that they do.
They're
a
giving
lot
away a free
sour
case
beers
to Land Grant employees.
Yeah,
is what
yeah.
They told
come
me
on up.
Is that what it is?
This is old hat for them. They got sour beers every week. So, yeah, I don't know if we talked about this before, but Tarta Darkness is definitely one of my favorite beers, and it has a lot of those same vibes. So, if you enjoy that beer from the brewery, you may very much enjoy this.
That is a great beer. I haven't had that in a long time.
It's been a while.
Oh, boy.
Love it. I love having you on, Justin. I love it.
I love being here.
So, hey, enough about Weird Crumbs, but don't forget, get on that quick. We're here to talk about Mr. Balloon Hands Tart Ale with strawberry and lavender, Justin.
A different sour?
Yeah, we got
two
another
in a
sour.
Row. What is this?
In cans right now.
Look at that.
Get real.
Yeah. So yeah, what we ended up doing with this is our Mr. Balloon Hands, which is our Berliner Weiss that I'm sure you guys have probably had before. Pretty standard Berliner. It's just Pilsner and wheat, but for the anniversary party last year, we did a whole bunch of different variants on it, and this seemed to be one of the favorites, which was strawberry and lavender. Comes out like real, real jammy, fruity, floral, super tasty. So we decided to brew a big old batch of it and can it up for you in these trying times. So here it is, and it's very good.
Yeah, I really wish we had a lot more of this.
it's really good.
This would be a great beer to change up all the pool party I'm going to start drinking all next week. it's delicious.
It's got a very almost lemonade like tartness to like say how tart it is as far as how sour this kettle sour went. It's very lemonade like.
It's not as sour as a lot of Berliners are on the market right now. I think it's a very approachable Berliner Weiss. It is definitely tart, but it's not like mouth puckering or anything like that. It's a we call it a crusher at Land Grant.
Justin,
we'll get back to that later.
Yeah,
yeah.
Unless you want to start it right now.
Yeah. Well, I think Mark said it right.
Segue?
It's like a lemonade. That's, I think, when at the tap room when people are like, I don't know what's a Berliner Weiss. It's like, well, when the weather's nice and warm and you're just looking for a refreshing, crushable beer, it's like drinking a lemonade. And this is a strawberry lavender lemonade, which is also a delicious.
Oh yeah,
summertime snack. So
now that the cat's out of the bag, I guess.
How crushable is it?
Quarantine edition.
We'll just get on it early.
Quarantine edition.
It's called quarantine edition.
Yeah,
that's right.
Justin, in case you haven't been tuning in the past week,
Adam,
I think
we
introduced officially.
I listen to every episode. You know that multiple times.
Well,
just
good.
To get as much insight about my coworkers as possible and the ongoings of the brewery. So I am well aware of the
quarantine edition that was launched last week. So you get an extra, you're already at home. You're going to be responsible. Now, the stay at home order will be lifted officially here in Ohio, kind of officially on Friday.
Yeah.
More details to follow. I don't know if anything is actually changing.
Yeah, unless they change their mind tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right.
Which happens.
So still, yeah, you're crushing responsibly at your house.
Now you get to six.
Okay, I'll go. Yeah, six, easy.
I'm just going to say, yeah. Tony, I think you're up.
Yeah, I would go six. I did six of Peak the other night without really knowing it, and I think this could do the same thing. Justin?
I'm going to say seven.
That's right, because you get that extra quarantine bonus point.
Right, why not?
I think that stretches the crushability scale when you look at it that way.
I feel like if you are being responsible, I mean, you're looking at a beer that's, what, we're talking, what's the ABV on this again?
It's 4%.
4%. It's a pretty low ABV, too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I do have 2 6-packs in the fridge. I mean, I could see that. It's going to be 70 degrees on Saturday. And sunny finally after all this rain. I could see doing some yard work and getting that bonus beer.
It's good to have bonus beer. All right, Justin, sorry to sidetrack you there, but we've got crushability out of the way. Back to the deets on this beer.
Let's do it. So like I said, the malt bill on this, it's just Pilsner and wheat. So you're looking at like a super bready, kind of doughy flavor to it. Very, very minimal hop character, just enough to keep the beer balanced. And then we loaded up with over 1,000 pounds of strawberry and just a little hint of lavender that we actually added straight to the bright tank. Lavender is actually a super, super potent flower, so it adds a nice floral character. It looks like in our notes someone has written grandma's perfume. I think I might fall in love with your grandma if she smells half as good as that beer does.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So look out, grandma. And then we sour it in the kettle just by adding lactobacillus, let it hang out there for a couple of days, while we check on the pH. As soon as the acidity of the beer gets to where we want it to, we'll boil it and put it in a fermenter with, I believe we did Kveik yeast in this, and just ferment it out like we would any of our normal beers. And there you have it. You've got a strawberry lavender Berliner Weiss.
Yeah, so in the past, Justin talked about, we've done Mr. Blue Nans, and there was, what, the infusions at the anniversary party, which was the inspiration of this, but as a lot of traditional Berliner Weisses, if you get one in Berlin, you might not want all that tartness. You can get the syrups, and we did the syrups for a while, and Patrick, one of the brewers who this was his recipe, would put together a lot of those syrups for the tap room, and now it's all in the can together. It's a great flavor profile. It's a delicious beer.
It's got a little hue to it too. It's got a little pinkish hue.
Did you say it's blush?
It's blush. Yeah, it's blushing.
Blush.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm drinking straight out of the can, and it's great. Cold out of the fridge, straight out of the can.
I'm drinking out of cups.
Oh, I get it.
Drinking out of cups.
I see what you did there.
Did you see that?
Yeah. Nailed it.
Who's this, Miss Sand? Miss Sand?
Mm-hmm.
With seashells?
Yeah. Well, lighthouses rule. I don't know about what you guys think. So did we have a winner on the bracket? Check in on the final tally of
We did. And it's what I thought it might be, because I kind of poked the bear a little bit and kind of kept telling the Columbus crew to talk about it, and they kept tweeting about it and everything. And those Columbus crew supporters, they love to support their team and love to support their beer. So of course, Massive won the bracket. So took the 2020 crown.
Yeah, that's good. Even without a soccer ball involved, I love Massive. That's a great beer. I don't think you can deny it.
I feel like I enjoy it more with a soccer ball involved.
Yeah, well, very few options for that unless you're kicking one by yourself in the backyard.
Or FIFA. Yeah,
That's true.
I think I heard August. Now that is a good point. I know the friends over at the Nordeca have been doing some online FIFA tournaments. That might be something that we might need to look at, some Massive sponsored FIFA tournament.
That'd be cool.
I like it. Let's.
You're on that.
Yeah, I know. That's right up my alley. I guess I got to get on that. We're gonna get some FIFA tournaments going.
I'm going to have to download FIFA. I haven't played FIFA in several years.
Got to practice up.
As someone on PC.
Oh.
I have last year's. I have not played this year's.
I think I can get it for free.
That.
You can get the new one on PlayStation 2, right? Mark, that was a question.
I don't think so.
That's the last game system I've owned is PlayStation 2.
That's the last one I own, too. So yeah. It's very difficult to play FIFA on something like that. But, you know, I make do.
Great news this week. We got another question from a listener.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And this is from Justin Riz.
Great first name.
So Justin says, do you have any predictions for post-quarantine beer trends? Do you think people might want to have a lower calorie option to help, quote unquote, flatten the curve that they develop over the quarantine? Yeah. Wearing sweatpants every day will do that. It doesn't put any limits on you. Or maybe some fresh hoppy beers. Hopefully not stouts, because it's winter time when we're out of this thing. Love the podcast, Justin Riz. So that is a well-timed question, Justin, and next week's podcast will be perfect for you. We've got a low-calorie Saison coming out next week.
Hey, Mark, I got a perfect audio clip for your question.
Okay.
Let me see if I can figure this out real quick.
Again with the sweatpants.
Well, I'm comfortable.
You know the message you're sending out to the world with these sweatpants? You're telling the world, I give up. I can't compete in normal society. I'm miserable, so I might as well be comfortable.
You know what message you're sending out to the world with the sweatpants?
Yeah, again with the sweatpants.
I cannot compete in normal society.
I think it's good that Costanza's finally come into play. It's finally acceptable.
Indeed. Indeed. So next week, what are we talking about? Are we talking about athleisure?
Absolutely. Now, Adam, did you say you got to try one?
I did. It is a light beer. Definitely, I could see if I was someone who did some physical activity, I might want one of those.
If I did.
It's 105 calories. So yeah, it's one of those trends. I think a lot of people are going to really like it. I think I'm going to, unfortunately, just be drinking Pool Party since that launches on next Monday.
May the 4th be with you.
Well, cool. So we got that to look forward to. Thanks, Justin Riz, for the question. And the answer is yes.
I'll say, did we answer it?
Yeah, we're going to talk about it next week. Our low-calorie saison.
Johnny, did you think that there were any other beer trends coming up that you're interested in? Or that people will be interested in?
I don't know. I guess it depends on when, you know, things get back to normal. I'm hoping... I don't really see anything out of the ordinary. I think people will be ready for beers earlier than they normally are. Like, I think we always joke about how Oktoberfest beers come out so early and all those kinds of things. But I could see people getting excited for that stuff a little bit earlier, because I think that kind of points at the direction that we're getting back to normal. So I could see people just getting excited for those kinds of things. To Justin's point, I hope it's not stouts, because I hope that it isn't winter time. But I could see the low-calorie options being something that people are going to be looking for. But I also think those hoppier beers as well. I could see double IPAs kind of getting back in the forefront a little bit. Maybe more of those like West Coast IPAs as well. I could see that kind of changing to that a little bit, which is, that's kind of all over the board with what I'm saying, but I could see both of those trends kind of happening at the same time.
Cool.
The way I kind of see it, I feel like people have been stuck in their house for so long during this whole thing that anything high on the crushability scale is going to be kind of the trend. Just because people are going to want any excuse to be able to be out longer than normal.
It makes sense.
You're not going to want to drink an 8% beer or 2 8% beers and then have to go home afterward. You're going to want
something that
you can sip on for a long period. But that's just me. And I will say, stouts are year-round. You don't have to drink stouts in the winter. You can also enjoy a nice stout whenever.
That's true.
That's my thought. I am a proponent of a stout nightcap. But what are you going to do?
Yeah. All right.
Adam,
anybody
shows the same sentiment I hear him talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really into that.
Of course.
It's super excited.
Any other closing thoughts? Let's outro this thing.
Tip your delivery drivers.
Yeah, there you go.
Still doing delivery. Hopefully those, I think we had about 10 folks out in Dayton, Springfield that ordered some beer on delivery Monday. Hopefully you got to enjoy those. Still working out. Potential Cleveland, Cincinnati might be a little delayed as we're starting to brew and package and can a little more, which is great. Taproom stuff will come in due time, but it's exciting to see the brewery operational again.
Yeah. I think it's, you know, we want to thank everyone for continuing to support us and all those other local businesses. I think it's really important to, you know, if you're going to spend money, maybe look for a local option with whatever that might be.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm going to do. I'm getting those weird crumbs today. So thanks for listening and have a great week.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Mr. Balloon Hands. No way. No way. Get real. Like those things.